7:19, and we have Triple Team emergency traffic. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, southbound I-15 still a mess as you head from Lagoon, Farmington, really from the Legacy split on southbound I-15 all the way to Parrish Lane. You're in stop-and-go mixed with slow-and-go. It really is at worst for that first mile, and then it does start to move a little more consistently as you get closer to Parrish Lane. When you pass the crash, then you get back to the speed limit. There is a little bit of slowing waiting for you, though, right at the 215 split in North Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway, still a good alternate between Farmington and Centerville for now, but it is starting to bog down a little bit, Eric.
In Utah County, no problems on I-15 heading north from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. As you get further north, things start getting a little bit more congested between Draper and Sandian. Right now, you've got a little bit of brake tapping going on right at the south interchange, so just add a couple extra minutes to your drive if you're heading up to South Salt Lake or downtown. Heather?
Well, we've got a crash on the east bench of Salt Lake. This is on 3900 South proper, and it's right at the ramp to go southbound I-215's east belt. Got a car that has crashed over into the embankment, and the emergency crews are now blocking the right lane of 3900 south, so that may slow you down just a little bit. If you're on the east belt, you're starting to see slowdowns through the road construction zone between 6200 south and 45th south. Surround yourself in the warmth and hospitality of a quaint resort centered around the most stunning red rock landscapes on earth. That's Moab, featuring biking, hiking, photographic vistas, parks, and more. Moab, where the adventure begins. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.